welcome to another edition of Fireworks. This is week number, well, I don't even know. I can't keep up. We're still going, though. Now, if most of you are on Facebook, as I know many of you are on Facebook, every day Facebook presents you with some memories. Similarly, if you have Google Photos, if you utilize Google Photos will sometimes remind you, you know, 1 year ago, 3 years ago, or 10 years ago. It does that. So you're always being reminded, sometimes whether you want to or not. Thankfully, Facebook actually put a filter in so that those not so pleasant memories, or maybe memories of people that you're not really associated with anymore, you can filter those out. I'm bringing up memories because of the song that's being released, that has been released from today's guest. Many times, I mean, and all we can do this year is rely on our memories. We go back to the first year we were on the road, which band, Paul Boy Four in my case, which fete did you go to first, which band did you see live on stage, Square One for me, always been a huge Square One fan, what was the first Calypso tent you went to, Untouchables was mine, you know, what are the memories that really stand out, and that's what we're doing, it gives us we've just been reminiscing a lot, going back, thinking back, and of course, planning for the future, thinking of what we're going to do next, but mostly remembering. And I say all that there because I want you to share some of those memories as well. Some of your favorite memories of Kropova. Some of your favorite memories of things you've done, people you've met. I have met so many people from around the world going to Kropova events. On the road itself, being in a band is such a networking opportunity. It is beyond belief. For those that are looking to get into networking, and it allows you to meet so many people, understanding the numbers that come in for Kropova, people from around the world. I mean, starting right here in the region, and it expands so many memories of people and events. So we talk about those memories. I say all that to just go smoothly into this song. Listen up, it's a new one from iWeb. He'll be in a little later this afternoon. This one called Memories.
We'll be going out. Down memory lane. Down memory lane. Down memory lane. Down memory lane, yeah. Remember the decorated car parade?
Oh yes, I remember.
Remember Eddie's on the highway?
Oh yes, I remember.
Remember betting inside the building when After Dark used to be rocking? DJ Duff playing every big song. Highly telling Ines to come down.
Just the other day.
Would burn Mr. Harding
just the other day.
Kaham like what was Babale
just the other day.
Karu tell me about Mad Woman jamming
just the other day.
Before the Western floods took him away, I sing, whoa, memories of not long ago. Oh, and I'm singing, oh, memories of not long ago.
Just the other day.
Stadium. Untouchables versus Battleground. Back from the country, Gabby from town. And you can't find no place to sit down.
Just the other day.
The Kaiser tent was full to the rafters.
Just the other day.
It does seem like just the other day in some instances. In other cases, it seems like so long ago since we last did it. What are some of your memories? And also, what do you think about this new one from iWeb? You'll probably tell him when he comes in as well. Let me say good afternoon to Judith. Now, Judith is in Tennessee right now. She used to live in D.C.
Oh, yes, I remember.
Remember, Eddie's on the highway.
Judith said 1 year she was coming in to crop over. Coming in the weekend of. Flight was delayed, then cancelled. She had to drive then to New York on standby for a flight, which got her into Barbados the Sunday night. Just in time for her to go to Cahablapot. Then jump on the road with refugees the next day. Judith, good afternoon to you. Over there in Tennessee. To our friends over in the way. What are your memories of Crop Over? The ones that make you smile. That make you long for it. Tracy, you're not allowed an opinion. You're biased.
Yes, I remember.
But yes, I agree.
Men in the hills doing the most.
Oh, yes, I remember.
Remember Timmy with the fire truck. I wanna like that, no original duck. Festival fever was sweet for days. Lord, who could forget the cavalcades?
Just the other day.
We can do much jump would start at the stadium.
Just the other day.
Or a near-right clip would lead out a section.
Just the other day.
The old dog would mash up the highway.
Chase, good afternoon to you. Mr. Chase said, listen to me. Many people went for the musical acts, and that's true. But I love the MCs. I love Mark and I love Trevor Eastman, and you gotta clap for that, he said. I tell you, the MC really will make a show or break a show sometimes, huh? Especially when you have breaks, you know, whether it be a technical issue, maybe someone isn't there, something break down, and you need someone that can fill that space. When you have guys like the aforementioned, like they say, Mark and Trevor Eastman, or KB Clean, or Al, Jennifer Walker. I can still keep the crowd engaged. Orlando says, I miss partying from Wednesday to Sunday. with Dada, Berger Boys, Beige, and Paul by Four. That was Thursday to Saturday. And any other party you can find in between and around there. Share your memories. Fireworks 2021, good afternoon to you.
Seems like just the other day. Remember when your family flying?
Oh, yes, I remember.
From the airport was straight to 10 to 10.
Oh, yes, I remember.
Remember finals night at the stadium. Untouchables versus Battleground. Back from the country, Gabby from town. And you can't find no place to sit down.
Just the other day.
The Kaiser tent was full to the rafters.
Just the other day.
Talking about memories, this one bringing us some memories for some as well. Taking the Road in 1991, 30 years ago. Right after Griner gave you his second hat trick. But here comes Matt. Glynn says the best memories were the tent memories. Nothing beats the atmosphere. Nothing ever will beat the atmosphere of going to the tents. Of course, he's talking the 80s and the 90s. What are your crop over memories?
Oh,
and away. My dog make a snap, a bounty find the air. You could detect me free, baby, you ought to be. But you cross the wrong bridge and take my phone from me. Bow, 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 put down my dog show.
Just the other day.
says not long ago, but
What's up, Cashy?
Yes, sir! Cashy, we are on fireworks. Good afternoon to everybody locked in. Good afternoon, Barbados. It's been a while.
It has been a while indeed, man. I know, normally, because we're in July now. Believe it or not, this is July, you know.
This
is the time when, you know, things really ramping up. You know, you're ready. We would have had these conversations a long time ago.
Yeah, probably like a mirror or something.
You'll be all over the place. Live performances under your belt. You'll be talking about
under normal circumstances. Under normal circumstances.
Memories.
Yeah, memories, man. Memories.
But you know, There's so many things that, you know, you could have touched on. I know that you probably still got a lot of other things that you will touch on indeed. But memories, why try to pull out? As I said to you when we were messaging, you know, you're pulling at my heartstrings, man.
Well, to be honest, this song, right, was actually written last year. Mm-hmm. And it was just sitting
there. Still would have applied.
Yeah, it still would have applied. It would have applied, right? But it was just there sitting down. And this year I was saying to myself, you know, look, let me release this song because it is relevant to the time. Because this is the second year in a row we're not having Crop Over. So I figured that, you know, it would really fit the mood of what at least I am feeling. And the truth is, the song is true to me because those are a lot of my memories, you know. Mm. Actually, when we were working on this track... So Mikey would message me, a man got talk for you. I said, what happened now? The man not want know you know about the After Dark. I said, but Mikey, that is the first place I perform. You understand? I was in Synergy at the time and that was the first place I perform. You know, one of the first places I should say.
Yeah.
He asked me what you know about DJ Dove.
Yeah.
DJ Dove, like back in the early 2000s, you know, DJ Dove was the man.
Yeah.
You know, there was not a fair in Barbados. Anytime you're going Eddie's or Tim's and any places, so on the highway, and I was living in the farm at the time, you know what I mean? So it was just across the highway. You could go on the highway and walk across and so on. Mm. I mean, I was not a web at the time. Nobody really knew me like that. I was now trying to get my feet wet and that kind of stuff.
Mm.
But these are literally the memories that I have of Crop Over, you know?
Nice.
Obviously, when it comes to the pick of the quarter final part of it, you know what I mean? The bike versus Gabby and so on. The first time I would have really seen that would have been in, I think, 2002, like in person.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 2001, because I think Adrian won in 2001, Gabby won in 2000. Yeah, my memory kind of works like that. Anyway.
Listen, we all got tricks. I can remember this, because actually, I was trying to remember, because I know I played Tribute to Garena. And then I was, okay, wait, so that was 91. Then we had Karu the next year, and then, you know, so I'm trying to do the order, okay,
right,
from 91 all the way to 2019,
right?
You know, but you came in and interrupted the thought, but I was getting there.
I apologize profusely, sir.
Nah, it's alright. You're probably saving me from myself, but I try to remember things, you know. Because you know, people just ask things randomly. Say, will you remember? So I say, give me a second. These are your memories, but they are the memories of so many of us, you know.
Yeah.
And it seems. And when we talk about, you know, you talk about the Palina as well.
Yeah.
You know, I wasn't allowed to go in them early days. I didn't know if you were allowed to.
No. But yeah. I mean, the oral tradition, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
The oral tradition.
That's exactly it.
You know, you people talked about these things, you know what I mean? And having the benefit of TV too.
Yeah.
You know, you would see footage from time to time.
For me, my first tent that I watched was on TV. You know, I managed to get out. I don't think that I was old enough to be in the tent at that time. So I think my parents probably bent some rules then. But I mean, you know, I was privileged to actually get to see, you know, an Untouchables tent, you know, in the early days, in my early days and whatnot. But, you know, these things really bring back all those memories. But even if we were not in a pandemic, even if we, you know, still had Crop Over, this will still be a song to take you back.
Yeah. The memories are real. And they're part of, and I'm not the only person that would have shared these experiences, you know what I'm saying? So I figured that people would be able to relate to it. And I'm just happy for the response that I've been getting for it so far. I've been getting a lot of love. So, you know, thanks to everybody who has been showing the song love, everybody that sent a message today, everybody that called, everybody that shared the song. Thanks a lot. Thanks a lot. And I just want to encourage people for the rest of the season, really and truly, or what would have been the season, I should say.
Nah, listen, we still calling it a season.
Yeah.
I don't know how they want to categorize it, because they say they're not calling it a crop over. And that's fine. That's fine. But this is still crop over city down here.
Right.
This is still fireworks.
Right.
And we're still keeping crop over alive.
All right,
so this is our season.
Okay, right, cool.
This is our time.
I can work with that. So all my right. objective for the rest of the season, really and truly, is to encourage people. I'm going to probably start tomorrow, so just posting memories, you know, and I want people to be a part of that experience and post your memories, the things that you would have been doing. Tomorrow is July 6th. Am I right?
Yes, it is.
Okay, good. It's making sense. Then I can lose track of these days.
Wait, see, that's one of those moments when you ask a question, I got to pause. Is it a trick question? Is it?
Yes, it is.
TC celebrated her birthday over the weekend.
Yes.
And I know that every year she's at a popular breakfast party.
Yes.
Celebrating her birthday.
Yes, I'm actually going to post a memory of TC and I.
Yeah.
We were at Awaken.
There you
and
go.
She was sitting on my lap, you know, and we were taking a nice photo. That's my lady.
No, see, I know there's a story behind there that we probably cannot share on radio.
What?
I think he said too much already. But yeah, I mean, just saying that because, you know, we see these things, and you know, I don't think we'll ever take these things for granted anymore.
Right.
You know, I mean, you already should appreciate things as they come, but just understanding, yeah, normally I'll see TC posting that there because
yeah,
that's how you start your thing, you know.
Yeah.
We know normally you have the Bashment Soccer Finals the first Friday in July. You know?
Yeah, actually, the first Friday would have also been like, it's well, when there was a Sweet Soca.
Yep, Sweet Soca, Soca Mara Finals, yep.
Yeah, this week would have been, you know what I mean, a little build up to the activity and everything.
There
would
you
have been,
go.
It would have been nice. We'd have been in rehearsals and these kind of things. You know what I mean? I would have had about two rehearsals already.
I know you're a man that, you're one of the few, you know, that constantly will be in all the competitions. Going into the Sweet Soca.
Yeah.
Although, Soca Mara, no.
Mm-hmm.
Putting it all together.
So come on. I didn't get a chance to be a part of that.
You want to be? You want because, you know, there's you know no longer Sweet Soca Party Monarch. Are you in favor of the combination of the two?
I don't have any favors, man. I don't. Favors? No.
My
but listen, I wasn't here. You know what I'm saying? I wasn't here.
I know you. Yeah.
I like to give everything a fair look into. You know what I mean? I want to give a fair look, and I have not looked at it. In the space, I have not experienced it in person. I was in England.
Yeah.
When they got rid of Sweet Soca and it was just the Soca Monarch.
Yeah. That's pretty nice.
I watched it online. Mm. But of course, you know, the watching it online and being there in person, it's two different experiences. So I won't give it a fear. And then the other thing is being in the competition, being a part of it is a different dynamic altogether. So I would, you know, I welcome the experience and see how it goes.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, I also didn't participate in Pick of the Crop when they went on to like one song,
mm-hmm.
you know. I was in attendance though. I did get to, you know, see, and the energy in the crowd was pretty good, but I don't know how it feels from a, let's say, a competitive perspective on finals night to be singing one song. I experienced that back in 2003
mm-hmm.
When we sang one song at semifinals.
Semifinals, yeah.
Yeah, at the gym and you know, we went back to two songs
to the finals.
But I had never experienced a finals night of just singing one song. Yeah, so like to get a fair run.
All right, fair enough. We allow you to have your assessment. So, but you're sticking around though. You're not going to leave us again.
Well, I mean, when I had to go and do some stuff.
I know you had to go and do some stuff.
But you never know where life takes you. Never know. So I don't want to say yes. I don't want to say no. Things. Mm. Things can change in the blink of an eye, but I will be here as long as I can be here. You know what I mean?
See them statements.
What happened with these statements?
Start with statements. Hey, good afternoon statement. Statement supposed to be passing through at some point in time.
Good man.
Yeah.
Very good man.
Yeah, see, he said I always call any name on his show, so.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Same as a good man.
And talk
Shout statement. Out the statement, right, for real.
Yeah, that's enough. Don't get into much talk. Make you feel sorry. Now, with these memories, let's talk about some of your memories now.
Yeah.
You've been in the entertainment arena for a while.
Right.
Okay. Been in competition for a while. You've mm-hmm. seen the different competitions.
Yeah.
You know, you've been able to experience the different types of crowds.
Yeah.
What are the memories?
What are the good ones? Trust me, what are the good ones?
Listen, right now. Good and bad, because if there's
really
some, listen, if there no, because I mean, not me here to pull down anything.
Hey, well, pull nobody down.
Exactly,
I mean,
you know.
But there are some experiences. That mean, some real life experiences.
Although I got to talk about saying I was going to put a note on that there. I mean, things that really stand out. Yeah.
All right, so for me, East Coast. The first time that I actually went to East Coast and saw, the Party Monarch. You know, it was probably like 1999 or so, you know, probably 1999. For me, I was in school still.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That for me was, I wanted to know how these guys were getting all these presentations pulled off. Who are all these people on stage dancing? How could I get people to do what these guys are doing? All those things were flying through my head, you know what I mean? As I stood in the hills watching the competition. Another memory, I remember when I made my first pick of the quarterfinal. This is when I sang I Know That, and I came third that year. And I left the pick of the quarterfinals and went straight on stage with Rusty and Double Explosion. I think it was then Tim's on the highway.
What made that so memorable?
Huh?
What made it so memorable for you?
Well, of course, it was my first pick of the quarterfinal, and yeah. and just the hustle and bustle of it all, because there were literally no breaks. So it was from pick quarterfinals, announced the results and everything. I came third, and I was proud of myself and everything. And it was from Kensington, down on the highway. And we pumped for like the next 2 hours.
Nice.
For 2 hours. When I left there probably like 4 or 5 in the morning. Tired. Like real tired. Man. And I remember walking through the crowd and a lady grabbed me and start to jam me like. Lily grabbed me and started to whine on me. I had literally no energy. That was just one of those things that you remember.
But you represented well.
Huh?
You represented.
I had no energy. I could not represent under those circumstances. There was no representation.
Poor lady saying, man, this man here, I'm already here and give me another.
But no, it's not that.
I know it's not
I relaxed and allowed her to do what she was doing. and when she was finished, I walked off calmly and went home.
The man has a way with words.
I walked away calmly.
You know, your first, because you mentioned your first finals appearance, and that in itself is an experience. That in itself is a memory to really hold on to. I know a lot of people remember that performance. It showed on TV a lot too. It showed on TV.
Mm-hmm.
What were some of the lessons you learned from that experience?
To be honest with you, I was like 19 years old. I wasn't trying to learn lessons, you know. Mm. I was just happy to be on the same stage as the people that I grew up watching. So just being on the final stage, I didn't care about placing. I just wanted to do as best as I could. And I mean, I listened back to Ronnie. Actually played the song this morning, the finals version, too. I was like, my God. And when I heard my vocal, I was like, Jesus. I was like, whoa. I don't like all that songs. But I mean, it's nice again to just look back and see how you've grown, how you've developed. My ears are certainly tuned differently now than they would have been at 19 years old. Having been in Trinidad and in the music program at the University of Southern Caribbean and, you know, and then coming back and getting involved in the industry again in 2012. I mean, the whole experience, and it wasn't that I learned from the night per se, because like I said, it was just a kid doing my thing. I think I learned more like in 2012 and in 2013 and those kind of years, you know, 2011. when I came back into the thing and I was having like conversations, no face-to-face conversations with Bag and Gabby on a more regular basis. Colin Spencer was very close to me at that time as well. I affectionately call him Uncle Lucifer.
Yes, he did mention that.
He did mention, yes. Uncle. I have upgraded him to Uncle Iscariot, though.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah, recent upgrade, Uncle Iscariot.
We'll talk about that later. Yeah,
yeah,
but,
so...
But you look back and you listen to yourself like, oh my gosh.
I
don't understand.
Yeah, it's different. It's totally different now.
What, if anything, you think you would have done differently in that year? Or do you say, okay, just chalk it up to experience?
Yeah, experience. My experience, no. I probably would have sung more. Yeah, I would have sung a lot more. I thought I was just, like, when I listened back to it this morning, I was like, geez, I was really aggressive with this vocal, like, unnecessarily so. But again, I was just doing what I thought I saw people do on finals night, and, you know, get that energy to the audience, and then they give it back to you. I was just trying to do what I saw people doing. And that is how you learn. Everybody learns by seeing and observation and these kinds of things.
What about the lyrics of a song like I Know That?
The lyrics?
Yeah. Because, I mean, it's not just, you know, a regular social commentary talking about things in general. I mean, we targeting.
I was... Well, to be honest with you, Admiral took that song pretty hard initially.
You don't say.
Yeah. Admiral took that song pretty hard.
It's not like he was
initially.
Vocal about it or anything.
Yeah. At the time, too, actually, Admiral had said he wasn't playing it. Admiral decided he was not playing the song at all. And that year, Double Explosion went to, I think it was a CARICOM meeting in Jamaica, and we had gone to back Gabby. And while I was away, I think my mother had called me and told me Admiral Lamb, BSU tonight, man. Festival stage, man. He said he was a Powerpuff boy. So I remember after that conversation, I went and knocked on Gabby's room because we were in the same hotel. I went and knocked on Gabby's room and said, Gabbers, my Admiral, he pelts and hand him, he won't tonight. He said, what? And started to write.
Here we
Gabby
go.
Gabby started to write, yo. Yeah.
Wow.
And then I came back to Barbados, I think it was the Saturday, and we didn't have time. We think headliners had time the Friday, and we had a Sunday show. And the first time I sang this new verse in the tent, I remember seeing people lifting up chairs. I was just having fun, to be honest. It was nothing personal. It was really nothing personal. It was just having fun.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You think that experience really inspired you now as a writer? Because, I mean... You are still rather fiery, you know, and this is from your own pen.
My pen. Well, it's a collaborative effort with me. Mm-hmm. Again, Shane and I, we have a really good synergy. He would call me with an idea, like Salesman, for example. Shane called me and said, "Boy, Webb, you could imagine if you had to go down the line and saying, I selling my vote, and this is what I say, yo, boy, that's a real good angle, and." In about 10 minutes, I said, Jones, part of you is come with me. And he turned around and he came.
Yeah.
And we wrote like two verses of Salesman that night, you know. So sometimes, it's not like it's a fixed formula, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I have a knowledge base. I have different experiences. I try to learn new words. I like words, right? I like lyrics. So I just try to broaden my horizons as far as I can. I read. I learn new words. I try to have conversations with people that are very intellectually stimulating.
Mm.
People that I believe that I need to aspire to their level of proficiency, whether it be in language or whether it be in the knowledge of political affairs or maybe things like economics and these kind of things. I just like to be in the places where I could learn from people. I also like to be around people older than myself because of the experiences that they have to offer. So most of my friends are actually older than I am, to be honest with you. And on that note, I should say good afternoon to the folks locked on in Lodge Road, Pork and Wine. That is my spot. That is our hurricane shelter, our village pub.
All right.
So shout out to Peter John, Noel, the boys, Conrad, everybody. At Pork and Wine, they're probably listening, and they would have held my feet to the fire if I had come here this evening and not mentioned Pork and Wine.
All right, cool. I was supposed to meet up for Shirley's birthday line, but the fellas.
Shirley Short, yes.
Shirley Short, yeah.
He did come to the village pub. Yes.
I was here a little late, so the fellas left before I had a chance to come over there. And
but we were there for a long time, you
enjoy
know.
Any pork or wine. But I was here for a long time too.
You go for the pork and you stay for the wine, sir.
Okay. All right. We told that. Ian Webster is here. I have a question for you, and not you, Ian, but for the listeners. Of course, we have a chance to win. We have a segment called Fire One.
Fire one. Okay.
Yeah, it's not a drinking competition. Okay. Just in case you're
glad. I'm glad you cleared that up.
No. I fire a question and you have one shot to give me the answer.
Me?
Not you. I'm still talking to the listeners.
Sorry.
You could just exit. You just dodge one.
So am I eligible? Because I'm listening to you.
No, you're not. Because the question is about you.
Oh, okay.
Today, as you are here, today's question is going to be about you. So no. Although you know, sometimes you forget your own stuff, but no. I think you might remember this year.
All right.
So just stay tuned, stay with us. Fireworks 2021, iWeb is here. Of course, you heard the new one, Memories. He took you down memory lane. We're going to go down and get some more of his, have him share some more of his memories. But you can share some more of your memories as well, 434-1790 or WhatsApp 266-4862. We'll be right back after this quick break.
Starcom Network would like to thank its sponsors of the Win Big promotion. Hyundai, new thinking, new possibilities. Standard, where quality is a lifestyle. Flow, stay connected at home and on the go with Flow. Carter's General Store, rubber, hardware, and a whole lot more. Duet Soaps, Duet Germ Protection Soap, affordable and refreshing. Country Kitchen Essence, so full of flavor. Alkalato Glacial, protect yourself with Glacial. Quaintus Cola Tonic, reach for the next level. Nature's Discount, the ultimate health food store. Kelmart.com, the online superstore. Lauridash Craft Shop, the original craft shop on Bay Street. E-Wallet by MasterCard app. Go digital with the new E-Wallet by MasterCard app. The Dome Mall, Kensington Mall, Canary Lane Mall, Smart Med Pharmacy, the home of Wet Ink. Cooperators General Insurance. Insurance the way you want it to be. R-Case Auto Care, Sleepy Diapers and L&M Bar, Nichols Bakery, always fresh. Hot 95.3 FM, The Beat 104.1 FM, Life 97.5 FM, and VOB 92.9 FM. Celebration 40 years in 2021.
Radio Works. And now is your best time to let your voice be heard on the stations of the Starcom Network.
But hold on.
Need help producing that commercial? Sure, we'll make it easier for you. Leave the production work to us. Ask your Starcom Network sales representative or call 430-7300. Thank you for choosing our family of radio stations. The VOB 92.9 FM, celebrating 40 years in 2021. Hot 95.3 FM, Life 97.5 FM, and The Beat 104.1 FM.
Alrighty then. So we say, Telly, stop generalizing. Uh-huh. Oh, no, sorry, then for you. Okay, it could have been for you. Alrighty, iReb is in studio. New release, Memories, and we're talking about memories, and somebody wants to share some memories as well.
Yeah, cool.
Somebody wants to share some memories. So let's go. Fireworks. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Ian Webster.
Alf Padmore.
I'm going to behave.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to behave. First of all, Cash, I want to salute Webster on a personal appointment. He's teaching at the best school in the world.
So great.
I just need everybody in the world to understand that Webster is a music teacher. I want to facilitate a because teachers also there at the Parkinson Memorial School.
Yes, sir.
Please understand that. Good, good.
Okay.
Now, Cashy,
Ben
Webster getting the wrong headline is Ben Webster's open. This is the consummate showman. You had Colin Spencer,
yeah, boy.
Who was dressed to the hilt. Then you had a young Webster who had the most styles in the world. In the world. I want you to understand, Cashy. Webster would make sure if we go on stage, then a sweat bunny, bro. I tell you, remember Webster, and this is way open. The consummate styleman. But what I liked about him, he remained humble and he had a core group behind him that worked well. When he went to the finals, he had the gentleman Trotman working on props for him. Remember that, Webster?
Yes, Mr. Trotman. Right. I remember him.
The Nation of Shows.
Yeah.
He created
it. Tyrone Trotman.
Yeah. Into a big showman thing.
Yeah.
Right? That was something else.
Yeah, boy.
And then he had the one about Gabby, how the wedding song.
Oh, yeah. Replay to the Wedding. That was 2001. Or was it 2001?
Good. Yeah, 2001. You see, so Webster didn't just start being a show. Webster understands the importance of connecting with the audience, catching that's what a lot of people fail to do.
Mm-hmm.
He understands, and it's important for a musician. You got to make that connection with the audience. So Webster captures that within the first, in my view, 25 seconds. If you listen to his music, if you listen to his song, and in his first four lines, Webster does say something you want him there. Now there's guy say, hold on, now look at blows coming. Hold on. We go back to one after the COVID. What do you say about the church?
Oh, you mean dear Lord?
Dear Lord.
Dear Lord, have mercy.
Cashy, study. You see, my degree is in theater. I understand performance. I understand how these fellas think. Rest of the by your hook early o'clock. So, they're wondering one more blow is coming. So, vote for sale. Webster personified an element of our society that some people are shy with. So to even, and we got to understand Webster's roots. Webster understand he grew up, and let me call it.
I grew up in the farm. I grew up in the farm. That's what you said about me, man.
Webster understand, yeah, how the farm thing. Because we see some people that only pitch a song at a certain level. But when Webster personified that Rasta man, you know what we call Webster's watching pharmacy Rasta man? So Webster was playing with a rookie all the time, Cashy.
Yeah.
And then Cashy, you remember when you do that one Barbie's drama? Because it's too far from that rock.
Oh, there.
But it's true, no, because he dramatizes and he brings a life. Finally, Cashy, Webster is one of the true, and I can get this with it, one of the true Californians in Barbados. He can write, sing, arrange his music. There's some that don't have all that, but when you have all of those, you are at an advantage.
Mm-hmm.
Because Webster can decide he can just write lyrics and put music. He can decide to get a melody and put lyrics. So he has that advantage. He has a good ear. So when you are a full musician like him, you got your hands full. Hey, Cashy, listen good.
Listening.
Webster often can give you a mixture of Gabby, Bag, and Edwin. Study it. Cashy, challenge you to study it. Webster can combine any of the three of this, and that's a serious formula for any type of composition.
I will study it. I will study it. But it is.
I mean, those are the men I grew up watching.
Yeah.
Edwin competition, deadly.
Mm-hmm.
Don't get tired.
Yeah, it's a dangerous competition. Edwin
in any competition is a problem. Don't mix matters with it.
All right, Alf. Well, thanks for calling in and sharing that there, Alf.
All right, cool, buddy.
We got to get you in here for the fireworks at some point in time, but I'll give you a call on that.
All right, bless, good.
All right, sir. All righty. Mm-hmm. My man said your combination of Gabby Baig and Edwin. But let me ask this here.
Yeah.
Not that I think you would have had any fear, but did you see any of them as, you know, being extra dangerous in competition when you came up against them? Because I don't want
to
say...
I like to keep it real.
I want to say if you're frightened for them.
No, ain't frightened for nobody. Uh-huh. I was in competition with Baig, and actually the last time Baig competed in 2012 and won.
Mm.
And for me, to be honest with you, it's very, very, very difficult to beat Baig in any competition.
Yeah.
Baig is Baig. You understand? It is difficult, period, to beat Baig. I remember... In 2015, when I had All Inclusive, and I had some momentum behind me, and it was going. I actually had made the finals of Sweet Soca. And I was focused. I just want to beat Baig. I never beat Baig. I want to beat Baig. And totally did not focus on Edwin Yearwood. It is a mistake I will never make again in life, death, or reincarnation.
And that was party of the year.
Yo, Edwin walk off stage and fireworks is still going off, brother. And Scott ran backstage. Scott, no, you, my boy. He, I'm backstage with Mikey, right? But Edwin no perform sword. I raised it myself, jeez, sword, brother. Yeah. Alvin Topping messaged me and said, well, you go off like my second year. No joke.
But there's something, I mean, and not to take away from your effort, but I mean, there's just something that year.
Yeah.
With Edwin.
Yeah, Edwin was sick.
I mean, when I walked,
it was like the man was on song.
From the semifinals, right? I know you saw when the microphone went off stage, when he had playing off the microphone. But so he says.
Oh, you mean that semifinals?
Semifinals.
Yeah, remember that, boy? Remember that?
Like, when you ever see a band pull up at a competition?
Yeah, you've never seen it.
Exactly.
Yeah. But that year, I mean, like, I don't know how, because for me, I was like, why would you, Ian, how you do that? Because I just want to get past Baig for the first time. That is all I'm telling myself. I want to get past Baig for the first time in my life.
Mm.
And I get past Baig. I can't say I can't Baig come third.
Well,
Edwin Window.
You beat Baig, though. Technically, you beat Baig.
Yeah. But I mean, oh, man. I was like, but it was a real good experience.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And I learned from that. No joke. I learned from that.
Mm.
You really can't go into competitions and just focusing on one particular person.
Mm.
You understand what I'm saying? And to be honest, up to that point, I had actually never done that before. Like focusing on one person, because I generally would view everybody as competition.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
You know what I'm saying? But of course, you know that there are some people in the competition that really impacting with the audience. And you know you're paying close attention to these people because you want to make sure that, you know, whatever you deliver on stage that particular night is on par or even is able to surpass what they're doing. You know, it's competition, so you got to compete. You know what I'm saying?
All right, let me talk about competition here now, right? I got a question to ask somebody.
In the area.
Just tell me. No, we're going to give up the prices on Wednesdays and Fridays, but I just want to ask a question here. If you're really an iWeb fan, tell me the first year that iWeb won, the Pick of the Crop, and the two songs that he won with. So don't just tell
that's
me.
That's a fire tree, though.
Yeah.
To be fair, that's a fire tree.
You gotta be an iWeb fan, man. You gotta be an iWeb fan. So tell me the first year that he won, and the two songs. You know, give me one song there. Nah, you. Fireworks, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Hi, how are you doing?
Okay, what about you?
Me, I'm good. You good?
Yeah, I'm cool. Good afternoon to you.
All right, cool. All right, can you tell us what year Ian won his first crown, Picky the Crop from?
2013.
Mm-hmm. It's a fact.
All right. Tell me two of these songs.
One Blood and Things You Do for Love.
Yeah, boy, she's right. I suppose she didn't call it Cupid. She deserves it. You got to sort her out.
Yeah, we can give her, yeah.
Pardon?
We giving her?
You have to give her first. You told the lady that is a one-shot thing. Are you doing?
It's a one-shot thing? All right, don't worry. I can take care of it.
You got to take care of the business, man.
Were you there, though? Were you there?
No.
Okay, give me one of your crop over memories as we're talking about memories today.
Pardon me?
One of your crop over memories.
Well, my memory is a long one. I was at the stadium when Kate Sight sang all songs and won the crown. That's probably what I could remember.
Mm-hmm.
And 1992 when Invader won the crown with Raise Your Hand.
You know, I was quite Raise Your Hand. You know what that song is?
Raise Your Hand?
Yeah.
Whitney?
How are you feel? Listen, but every time I say Raise Your Hand.
Yeah. That's the part that everybody knows.
Everybody knows, man. Yeah.
If you're fed up, bitch, Sandy, raise your hand.
Yeah. All right. Well, you thanks for calling. Hold the line for me, okay?
Okay.
All righty then. Yeah, that's a big one. Ian Webster is here with us. What else you have planned for us, Ian?
For this year?
Yeah.
I'm only making one contribution this year, to be honest. Wait. But I'm planning some things. Once we can get crop over happening again.
Mm-hmm.
Got some songs put down. Continue to work on some material, you know. But this year I just wanted to put out this song, and because I figured that it was the right time, the right moment, and that it would resonate with people.
But so, you know, last year you did the groovy
Love and Effect,
yeah, mm-hmm. and which was well received,
yeah.
And you also did Dear Lord, you know. So yeah. I was expecting at least the same thing again.
No, what I did is to combine the two things, you know, give a nice party feel with some good lyrical content behind there. You know what I mean? Bring back some memories.
Sorry. See, that's reflex. I don't know what you feel you're trying to sell. Salesman gone already.
Salesman?
No. Come on, man.
I'm just telling you what happened.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, I'm being honest.
Really?
I am being honest, bro.
But I would expect something. Colin was in here last.
Uncle Lucifer.
I'm not going to call him.
That's all right. I will call him for you.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
And you've heard this song, Get Serious.
Yes. And, I heard the song.
You realize that there is some reference.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I usually go back to my roots, you know, when these things happen, you know, when I hear references to myself.
Mm-hmm.
My grandmother raised me well, and she was a woman of the word, you know, and she would often tell me, Ian, resist the devil and he will flee from you. Mm-hmm.
What are you saying? So you say there's no clap back, there's no reply, there's nothing.
Reply? I just told you what my grandma.
Listen, I asked.
My grandma would be very proud in this moment.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Come on, man.
Come on, as
a man that has put down some serious lyrics, some serious performances, you know, that don't back down. I mean, my reference you. Like, come on, you know.
That's all right.
And he said he was pretty sure.
Uh-huh.
He's pretty sure
that I will respond.
That you will respond.
I respect the time, though.
Aha! 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 So there will be a reply. Granny.
In time. I usually choose the moments that I respond to certain things.
Yeah.
I don't always. I would act like I ain't hear it or see it, but I would see it. And when the appropriate time, and I feel like now is a good time to do it, I would.
Yeah. What do you think about these? Because I asked Colin as well, you know, do you take these things personally, you know?
No.
Obviously, you and Colin have this relationship that goes back all these years, you know. But in other spheres, people would have made reference to you, you know.
Colin and Ivy are really good, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
Colin Spencer is a part of the reason I actually came back into Calypso, to be honest.
Mm.
He was very, himself and Smokey Burt were very, very integral to bringing me into All Stars tent back in 2012, actually. Spenx was, from the time I started in Headliners, actually, he was one of the persons that I would have always been close to over the years.
Mm-hmm.
Eventually, I got close to Smokey, but Spenx, from the time I was 19 and 18 in mirrors and I in Headliners and so on, Spenx always used to come and take me around and show me different things. Nothing deviant, of course.
Of course.
At that time, he was a very, very honorable gentleman. Not to say he's not honorable, no.
Because that's my follow-up there, no.
Not to say he's not honorable, no. But, of course, you know that with a name like Uncle Lucifer, the Innocents.
Something happened along the way.
Yes, something has happened. He's no longer seen in that light. But he's a gentleman that I hold in a certain type of esteem, and he will probably call me later on and tell me that he's going to tell me about his lawyers and these kind of things. I am expecting the call. So Uncle Luce, do have a good evening. If you're listening, I know you're tuning. Somebody must call you by now and tell you that I talk in your name. But I ain't going to let him tell you. I can tell you, yes. I can tell you myself, yes, I hear talking your name, Spenx.
All right. Well, as we're talking about Spencer, you know, throw some jabs at the Calypsonians.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you say that when
afraid. But that's Spencer, you know. Spencer, like, people feel that Spencer actually serious. The thing is, if you know Spenx, Spencer is just, Spencer always laughing, but the general demeanor on stage looks very serious and stern.
Yeah.
Right? But Spencer is, I mean, I have never come across a person, Spencer is thought beautiful, isn't he?
Mm. So you don't agree that Calypsonians have gone soft, that they're shying away from the hard topics?
But, no, Spencer is just being Spencer. You're not taking that over.
Yeah.
If there's something that needs to be said, it will be said.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? If I feel like I need to say something, everybody doesn't get the same type of inspiration. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm.
Today, you're inspired to write about salesmen. Tomorrow, you're inspired to write about road safety. Another day, you're inspired to write about something else. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
So people's sources of inspiration and their vibrations, their frequencies, whatever you want to call it, are all different.
Mm.
And if I feel like I need to say something, I will.
Now, this will be the second year without a Pick of the Crop competition.
Yeah.
Now, obviously, for obvious reasons, back in 83, it was rained out, but we still had a competition.
Mm-hmm.
But we have had significant contributions from our Calypso artists.
Right.
Through the years, constantly.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, they're not all recorded, but we've had that input every year. And we know that you all are the storytellers.
Right.
And you could go back to any year, play any year, and based on those recordings, you could tell what was happening in the country, what was happening globally, because mm-hmm. it's representative of what's happening at that time. Now, these are very significant times that we are experiencing right now.
Mm-hmm.
The pandemic, with the volcano, first hurricane in 60-something years.
Mm-hmm.
Are these stories going to be lost because we don't have those recordings?
Well, I don't think they will be. I believe that somebody at some point may sing about the pandemic. It's just that people are less inclined, I believe, or artists, I should say, are less inclined to release commentary at a time like this because there's no outlet for them to, after they spend the money to make the song, to have it arranged, have it recorded. How are they going to make the money back because tanks are closed? You know what I'm saying? Well, not all of them, because I've been seeing House of Soca doing something, right? They've been doing their thing. Ram released a commentary.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I worked with Ram on a commentary. Mm. He released that.
Yeah.
But I don't think, because last year, there weren't many commentaries released.
No.
You know? Somebody had said to me that they felt like I should have kept back Dear Lord. You know? But the issues that I addressed in Dear Lord...
Mm-hmm.
Like, I talk about the pandemic and all these kind of things.
Yeah, and the hotel and so.
Yeah, you understand?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I figured
very, very timely.
By this year, this same time, a lot of other things have happened. So, you know, the inspiration may flow differently. So, be maybe something else to sing about, something else to address.
Mm.
So, I just released the song. But, you know, and I must say thanks to the Big Show, man. That is important for me to do here again publicly, right? Because I called Bernard and I called Randy and I told him what I wanted to do. And I wanted to have the Big Show band featured and everything. And, you know, everybody came on board and they actually played. Randy produced the final recording and everything. Mm. I played a little bit on it as well. And we all collaboratively made that record happen. And in my splits at Cross Gap, I made sure everybody, nice, you know, was given something. Nice. Because, you know, it was literally a labor of love. And so they got acknowledged the contribution of the Big Show band. Red Boys as well, you know, Red Boys. I have been a fan of Red Boys from, let me see, about 2013. Because, you know, I didn't even know about Red Boys like that. I knew. No, I'm serious, because I wasn't in Barbados.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And I really wasn't following the soca scene like that, you know. But then when I found like songs like Biggie's song,
to Not Going Home. Not Going Home.
Yeah, Not Going Home. And Peter Ram, Woman by My Side, and these tunes. Right now, I was living in Trinidad at the time. Yeah. I heard these songs, but I wasn't checking for like who was producing these songs.
Yeah.
But I had the opportunity to work with them from 2015. And whenever I could work with Scott and Mikey, I mean, I do. And they have been absolutely fantastic. And I want to take the time as well to acknowledge the contribution of all the musicians, because they often go unnoticed, unacknowledged. The contribution of Andrew Denny as well must be mentioned. Mm. He mixed and mastered the song. So yeah, I just want to make sure that I give credit where credit is due, because it's collaborative, you know. Nobody really stands on their own in this whole thing, you know. People, we see somebody being successful and think, well, yeah, is this body's success or that body's success? But the fact of the matter is a lot of people come together to make anything really and truly successful. So in this instance, with this release and the love that it's been getting, it's been a collaborative effort, and I want to say thanks to everybody that's been involved.
That being said, you're talking about the involvement of others, and you made sure you gave credit to the Big Show band.
For dear Lord.
How are you faring in terms of, because we know you're talking about support for the artists, support for by playing the music,
right?
You know, and you know, let's help the artists through this time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, play their music so they can get the royalties. I know it takes a while to get them, but has that been a viable revenue stream for you?
Well, the dividends have been looking a little different since the pandemic and everything, you know. Mm-hmm. Before then, they looked lovely. Uh-huh. But since COVID really came through, things, and well, of course, I wasn't involved in any significant way in 2019. I released a song, but you know, it's definitely taken a hit, and it's something that Mr. Derek Wilkie would have spoken about. We can expect that things will probably get worse before they get better, you know. But yeah, I too have been impacted, so that particular revenue stream has not dried up, but it has diminished, you know. So yeah. And these are realities that everybody that's involved in this industry have to contend with.
Yeah. Now, you've performed outside of Barbados.
Yes.
So, you know, there are the markets out there.
Yeah.
Now, you mentioned releasing for the festival. Many are now having that conversation where they're saying, well, let's look beyond the festival.
Right.
Let's release year-round. Mm-hmm. Let's understand that there are markets outside of Barbados. Let's have it ready so that when we get the clearance, when we get the green light, you know, we jump on this here. Are you looking at that as well? Or?
I plan to do it, but I can't do it as intently as some others, right? Because I wear a different hat by day, as you very well know.
Yeah.
Right? And that will take a lot of my time up. Getting students ready. I recently started to do CXC music at the school, or at least preparing students for CXC music. Mm-hmm. So what that means is now I have to walk and hold hands with these children and make sure that, you know, for next year, you know, they're ready.
Mm.
You understand? It's a different type of responsibility. So I would love to do that year round. I mean, Randy is doing his thing, right? Yeah. Randy does his thing. My process is different. To be honest with you, everybody's process is different, and I am very meticulous with everything that I do. So I am not going to just put a song for putting a song out. Say that is not me.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? Or because I just want to release music year round,
right.
It has to be right for me. It got to feel right once. I am comfortable within myself that, yeah, this works, I will do it. But if not, I just chill.
Right. So it's not, so then for those parents of that have students at Parkinson that may be worried, or, you know, are you going to fly out? No. Your focus is on the kids. Yes, you have the music and the writing and such. But your focus is on...
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
For sure. The focus is always the kids. Because like I said, that is what I do. Mm. Most of my day is spent teaching.
Nice. Yeah. IWeb is here. We're going to have the final words with him after the news. If you have any questions, comments, I see some already coming in. We'll share those as well. The time is now 27 minutes after. No, that's actually going on to 28 minutes. 28 minutes after 4 o'clock. Fireworks brought to you with the kind compliments of West Indian Waterproofing. Remember, waterproofing means us. Give us a call today, 271-4933. And Rotoplastics Barbados Limited, manufacturers of the Tough Tank Water Storage Tank and your tank installation and maintenance specialist. Also, distributors of the Pentax Water Pump.
I wear bread boys, we be going out. Down memory lane. Down memory lane. Down memory lane. Down memory lane, yeah. Remember the decorated cart parade?
Oh yes, I remember.
Remember Eddie's on the highway.
No. I can't play the whole thing because that'll be abuse of power. But I remember saying, we're talking about memories. And somebody asked me if I remember the time that I nearly get locked up, Kuduma Day. And that is a lie.
Oh, that I was about to ask if you were charged as well.
No. I was charged up. But that's totally different. Right. It was an interesting experience going down through the Cut Rock. When you remember when you used to go through Cut Rock at Brighton?
Yeah.
Listen, I miss that Cut Rock.
I
appreciate the longer jump, right?
Yeah.
But I miss going through that Cut Rock. I miss that Cut Rock, man. then just as soon as you... It narrowed, so, you know, you had to get close, you know? Mm-hmm. And then at the end of it, it's like... Just opened up onto Spring Garden Highway.
Yeah, immediately left onto Spring Garden.
Yeah, but I was with Paul by Four, big up to Chetwin.
Yes, sir.
That year. Square one on the truck, you know, mm-hmm. jamming going down the road. And a part of the costume was this flag. It was a blue and red flag, I remember. Mm-hmm. And this young lady misplaced her flag and thought that I took her flag.
Oh, my.
And she went to a friendly police officer and told the officer that I wrestled her flag from her. While I supposed to be enjoying myself going down Tree Cut Rock, I got to be explaining to these men, no. Meanwhile, there are hundreds of other flags similar.
But that one you had was a special flag.
One was hers.
Yes, was a special flag.
Listen, afterwards, I say, listen, the truck going long. If she want, let she take it. But I ain't got time for this. I was there defending it. And when I look across the sea, truck going down the road, and maybe it's my last walk up snow. That's my side story.
And you're sticking to it.
Yeah, but yes, it's the truth, sir.
All right.
It's the truth.
That's fine.
There's three sides, you know, his story, her story, and the truth. Well,
that is the truth.
Mine and the truth are the same. So that's just
all
it.
All right.
Yeah. Share your memories. Someone here saying another memory. I love to go to National Stadium. That's the best experience. For you, mm-hmm. National Stadium or Kensington Oval?
It doesn't matter to me, to be honest. But I mean, to me, it just doesn't matter. It doesn't matter, to be honest. I can. You're mad laughing. No, seriously, it don't matter to me.
No, I
sang at both, you know.
Yeah, but that's why I could ask you. You know, that's why I could ask you. Because
it really doesn't matter to
me. For some people, and you will know this here, some people are like, nah, it ain't the same, you know. I prefer to go to the National Stadium and such. You know, I know a lot of people were fussing up, you know.
I don't worry about things like that. Because, I mean, why stress about something you can't control? Yeah. If the NCF decides to take the NCF's competition to a different location, what will me getting upset and fretting, we can change?
Mm. Well, that don't stop people from fussing.
Well, some people, but me, when I process it, nah. But for me, it really doesn't matter. It could be stadium, but the intimacy of the stadium, I guess, is what some people really, really miss. Because in Kensington, the audience is a little bit further away from you, right? A similar thing had obtained at Bushy Park, for example. The audience is really far from you. Yeah. But the stadium though, the audience is closer, so you get that intimacy kind of like if you in tank. You know?
Yeah.
If you there as a professional, you competing, you do what you gotta do.
Fair enough. All right, so we got memories out. That's where can we get this here? Is it available?
Actually, this is going to be on all streaming platforms pretty shortly. I am sure that Scott has already sorted out things with Fox Fuse and everything, and everything will be uploaded pretty soon. I've already gotten some messages about purchases and these kind of things. So for those persons who are interested in purchasing, we appreciate you, and it will be up on all these streaming platforms, iTunes, Spotify, and you know, Google Play and all these things. We will be up there shortly, so you can look.
You're getting through with these, sir, because we know that there were some concerns.
Yeah, man, I did have some concerns, but I am happy now that I was able to claim my music on Spotify. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, is it a trick that you gotta share with the others, or is it everyone?
But no, Spotify is now available in Barbados.
Okay.
Yeah, you can actually go and type it in, and you go on there. I was able, like I said, to claim my artists, my music and everything. Now I get and to see like how many streams I'm getting on a monthly basis and these kind of things. Yeah.
And the average Bajan can go and get on Spotify. Cause
yeah,
I gave up on that.
You did.
Because I, you know, you had like to have access to it, you had to change VPN and all sorts of things.
Initially,
changed laptops, you know, and that went through editors. Like, you know.
You should try it though. You can literally know, just like you would go Google, typing Spotify, and you get to go.
But that's a big deal.
Yeah.
Because I enjoy Spotify. Yeah. Although I had to go through backdoor channels. I'm glad. Wait, I don't know if she said that on air though.
Yeah, that is. Not resonate so bad. You know.
Well, you know. Charge me. All right. Jeez, you know, as a showman, as a man that has spent so much time on stage, you know, are you looking forward to getting back on stage?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, we were supposed to have
If you were to get on stage right now, which stage would you like to get on? Would it be a competitive stage? Would it be a party stage?
To be honest with you. I really miss Big Show. Yeah. I really miss Big Show.
Talk to me. I know that management talking to you. So let's.
That
let's,
is the let, truth.
Let's talk now. Come on. Between it's just the two of us here. Something happening?
Not that I'm aware of at this point. Yeah. Not that I'm aware of at this point.
Come on, man. It's me. Come on.
I'm telling you, bro. I'm not aware about this.
No one called you and said, or just be on standby, you know, perhaps.
Actually, there was a show coming up. Not Big Show, though. It was like, you know, the Kaiso, vintage Kaiso thing. And I had rehearsed last week. I can't remember. Yeah, I rehearsed last week. And I was ready for this thing. And then Elsa. Yeah, it was actually, the recording was actually supposed to be Sunday, man, and the police band. I made a medley of like those commentaries, those signature commentaries that people would have known me for. Replay to the wedding that, you know, people, when I first started back in the early 2000s, you know, then it came forward to Hollywood Tree and, Things We Do for Love, you know? And I wanted to get in Salesman as well. But they tell me, all right, Web, you just hold with the medley, right? Work with the medley and we can work with you from there.
Or,
but the police band was absolutely grooving. I mean, Bascom, Dane, he had a video up of it. Maybe had gotten into Things
We Do for Love. Just has no behavior.
But he was behaving well. He was playing well too.
He plays well. We know this here. There's no doubt in the man's talent. But last time I saw him was at Ren's wedding, and well, that's a different story.
Oh my!
Good afternoon, Dean.
Yes. Yeah. Mr. Bascom.
Yeah.
Very, very, very good.
So we can work on probably getting it another day.
Yeah. I think that's in the works. So we'll just wait and see when that happens. But you know.
Yeah.
Okay. I was looking forward to it.
Well, hopefully we can get you on stage. We need to. Like,
yeah, man.
Stage.
I really listen. The musicians that messaged me are ready for the day. Bernard messaged me. Randy messaged me. John Ruitt messaged me. Sean Lane messaged me. Like, Milo Clark.
Yeah. I mean,
I want to play this song like so bad.
But, you know, but this is the thing. I mean, obviously we have all these different restrictions and such on the parties and the fets and so on. You know, kudos to those. You mentioned House of Soca. You know, Sharon has been doing some work with Infinity. We're to have small dinner shows.
Small dinner shows.
So it's not a party. You know, you go for your dinner or maybe to the bar and you get live entertainment. You thought about doing anything like that? Because, I mean, Paul Paris was here a while ago and he said, you know, what happens? The artists are going to have to do it themselves.
Actually, I was planning an event where I would have actually performed and I would have had a few other Calypsonians and so on. It was in the works. My budget was approved. My grant was approved and everything at the NCF. And every time I went to start to get this thing on the road, COVID.
Wow.
COVID. Every single time. So this without fail.
This is along the lines of like the guys are.
No, the same kind of dinner show thing, you know what I mean? And I was looking to have them be like band, even if it was downscale a little bit, you know, and because I really felt like Kaisonians don't have as much of an avenue as soca performers, soca artists, right?
So this will be a Kai social.
Yeah, you know, for people who are really into that type of thing, you know, you can sit down, have a nice meal and chill and, you know.
I can see this.
Yeah. You know, so.
Don't lose sight of it.
No, I'm not losing sight of it, but no. I know how it is right now with getting sponsorship for things. You know, it's a little difficult.
So the grant disappeared? You say you had the grant approved?
I don't know if the grant has disappeared. I actually have not inquired, but I'm sure that somebody at the NCF, if they're listening,
will be more than listening. They're listening. Please, I'm looking to Mr. Webster's grant. Thank you. Please. All right, cool. Well, Ian, thanks a lot for coming through, man.
Thanks for having me.
You know, I'll see you when you drop your second release for the year.
My second release for the year?
Yeah, man. All right, cool. So that's fireworks for this afternoon. No, my man, don't interrupt me.
I apologize.
But you still sticking to this one song thing? All right, cool.
But
what about writing, though?
Well, writing will continue. Will continue for sure.
We'll talk about that there when Shane comes.
That's another evening altogether.
All right, cool.
Shout out to Shane, man, for sure. The other half of the Wall Street Boys.
Anyone, because you say you had to shout out some people before you left. You don't want to miss out anyone.
Right, I have to make sure I shout out. Well, I shout out the guys at Pork and Wine. They already messaged back and they heard the greetings, so I should be able to walk in there this evening and not be accosted. There's a guy called Peter John Innes who has convinced himself that he is my writer.
Yeah.
Right? The man has convinced himself that he writes for me and that I need to give him credit whenever I come on here.
All right, cool.
That's right.
I like this guy. I've never met him, I don't think so, but
You are like him. He's a very, very likable guy.
I'll pass through there tonight. Right? I got some time afterwards. So
I got a shout out, of course, to my folk. Listen, staff at Parkinson. Everybody in the lower staff room, the upper staff room. Good afternoon to everybody. Mike Clark boys, Mark and Philip. Actually, I'm going to link with them as well. The whole crew, Paddy and Sam and everybody that links together. Kamla, Tiffany, Tasca, Delison, Letitia, my lady Allison, of course. Everybody be liming this evening.
When I get off air, I have a course.
You got a course?
I got a course, but what time you all let me to? I want to know if I can pass some drinks still or not.
You can pass up that side, We can meet by the pool later, chilling.
That was iWeb. Thanks for watching, producer. Travel safely out there, sir.
Yes, my brother.
Alrighty.
Thanks everybody again, though, for all the love. And look out for some memories, more memories.
Alrighty then. iWeb, our guest in our Crop Over conversation this afternoon. Fireworks, of course, brought to you with the kind compliments of West Indian Waterproofing. West Indian Waterproofing. Remember, waterproofing means us. Give us a call today, 271-4933. and Rota Palacios Barbados Limited, manufacturers of the Tough Tank Water Storage Tank and your tank installation and maintenance specialists, also distributors of the Pentax Water Pump.